have a lot of support. Updating.
You're
tennis.
Listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
And we're talking about movies again. So we talked about cinema earlier today, but we're going back to the movie world because there's been a trend over the last few years.
Some would say an alarming trend.
An alarming trend is something that I would say. It's across the board, but it's definitely being... the ship is being steered right now by Disney. And the reality is that Disney is going back to a lot of their old properties, their animated movies, and releasing live-action versions of them.
Yes.
And I have opinions on this. And this isn't a thing of like, oh, boo, don't have fun, don't enjoy things, meh, 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 meh. But it feels like this has become a stopgap for them to avoid creating new content.
Well, I feel like a lot of... this is going to sound real dumb, but storylines, they're all kind of the same storyline. But it's all been done anyway, so why not remake it and make it more visually appealing? And then that way the next generation can still enjoy the same story.
But I feel like... My response to that is kind of like there was... I don't think there's anything wrong with the originals that can be enjoyed, and I feel like some of it, an animated version, serves the storytelling better. Take The Lion King, which is the next big one to release.
Well, this is one that people are talking about a lot in terms of the animation style.
I'm excited for this.
So, yep, I'm super here for a great voice cast. Great choice with who they've cast, but... At the same time, the animation of the original was so emotive and you could actually read something off the characters. And the CG animals that they're using for this just don't have that same style to them.
In order to make it look more realistic, because that's what animation is heading towards nowadays. It's about making it look as realistic as possible, especially in like a live-action format. And I think in that sense, you lose kind of those... big-eyed kind of looks that the cartoons used to have, or kind of the super expressive way that animals act in cartoons. By making it look more like real animals, you literally lose the opportunity to have personality injected in those creatures.
Yeah, and we saw something similar in like the Beauty and the Beast remake. You know, Beast was a bit like less emotive, and all of the like furniture was so over-designed that you lost the crockery. It all lost that kind of... you know, ability to get across what they were feeling. And I don't know, I am going to be very much in that group of people where I'm like, I'd rather they go back to focusing on coming up with good new animation and put their money behind that instead of these kind of, you know,
I definitely take your point on the lack of original ideas. It feels like we've just had Aladdin, you know, Lion King comes out soon. We've got Mulan, the trailer dropped for that this morning.
The Little Mermaid.
They've just announced. And a lot of people are really stupidly upset that it's not a white Ariel.
It's Halle Bailey, which, can I just say, the other morning when it first came up on Twitter, I read it as Halle Berry. And I'm like, well, that's an interesting decision.
Because she ruined Catwoman, so I mean, you know. You don't ruin Little Mermaid.
I read it as Hailey Bailey, and I was like, Hailey Bailey.
But they're doing 101 Dalmatians again, Peter Pan, they're doing a Tinkerbell movie, The Sword and the Stone, Pinocchio. These are all live-action remakes. Prince Charming, Cinderella.
Lilo and Stitch. You should see Stitch. He looks terrifying.
Oh, no. They're doing live-action Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah.
But it seems like they're doing 101 Dalmatians already. That was one of the original ones they did back in the day.
Yeah.
Glenn Close was... And that was one of the ones that I think was actually not that bad. Well, it was, you know, all right. It was very campy for Glenn Close. Let's be honest. Glenn Close was the only good thing of that. But, like, it's that thing where, look, things like Maleficent exist, right?
Yeah.
And I don't really have a problem with that because at least it's, like, live action. It's based off this, but we're going to try something new. But all these other ones just seem to be like, we're just going to do the same songs, the same story, but we're going to do, you know, maybe add one new song for the movie. And I'm just like, ugh.
Are you a fan of all these Disney live-action remakes, or should the fantastic cartoons be left happily in the past and enjoyed as they are?
Fueling you for the week ahead. Start your Monday right with Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke, Rach and Cam.
era, talking about all the live action remakes for mostly Disney films.
So many.
There is so many.
It's essentially only Disney films. Thanks for turning my mic on there.
I decided to
just leave me in the silence. Yeah, no one else is really doing it.
Really differing opinions on this because I am a big fan. I like seeing like new and improved versions of the same films that I grew up loving. But obviously you don't think they've been improved.
No, let's be honest. If I was going to show... So, Rowan, I want to have kids one day, and when I go to show them Disney movies, if I go to show them Aladdin, I'm going to show them the original, not this new version, which just, I don't know.
Well, I mean, kids don't, I don't say kids don't know any better, but they don't know what they don't know. And I think if you're showing them, like, Aladdin, you can show them the cartoon, they're going to enjoy that, right? Like, yeah. They're not going to go, this doesn't have Will Smith in it.
No.
They're not going to care.
Because my four-year-old child will be like, I only want to watch Will Smith movies.
Yeah.
Here's what I think is going to happen, though, is that because kids are so used to seeing things that are so much more visually enhanced these days, they're going to see something like, you know, the version that came out in 1974 and be like, oh, that's boring. It's not bright enough.
I think
enough.
Most
it's
of these
not-
movies, though, came out in the early 90s. You know, the early 90s and mid-90s is when most of these films originally released, right?
Lion King. When was Lion King?
I feel like that was like 92 or 93.
Aladdin and Lion King were when I was a kid in the 90s.
Lion King was 1994. Yeah. Aladdin was 1992. But things like The Jungle Book.
Yeah, but I wouldn't show my kid The Jungle Book anyway.
Oh my God, I love The Jungle Book.
Well, the remake is also terrible for that.
The remake of it is scary and I would not show my child that.
Scarlett Johansson as a snake.
Scary.
Accurate. But, like, it's that thing, right? Like, I feel like hand-drawn animation doesn't date quite as badly when it's done well. So things like when they do these, you know, they did the HD kind of updates to a lot of the old Disney stuff. It wasn't very hard because that hand-drawn animation is such a high quality.
Yeah.
Like, you can update that really easily. So I just, you know, I just believe in the art form of animation a lot. And I hope that this doesn't... You know, Disney was a really cool point for a lot of people to get into animation. So I hope that this doesn't override that.
What do you feel about live animation? A resurgence in terms of films? I know Rach just scoffed at the picture of the live action Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, they don't even look like the same dogs.
That's... How are you going to make those two dogs eat spaghetti and make it look natural without it being a cartoon? You know,
it's CG, isn't it?
If it was my dog, it would just like devour the whole plate without sharing, you know? So that's my take on that one.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.